Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of you and your family's health. Every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. live, and of course on podcast. Believe it or not, 44,000 people, no, I don't know that, 44,000 downloads are done per week of this show. And you can download it too on iPad. But every Saturday we're live at 3:30 at 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. with top guests. And we have a great guest this week as usual at 3:30, the Fan 5:30, David Levy, who's a lawyer, calls himself a gerontologist because he specializes in family caregiving issues. He wrote a practical planning guide to managing the care of your loved one. It's called the Family Caregiver's Manual. It's really a spectacular book for this, for someone who has had some caregiver responsibilities, not as many as obviously my sister, not as many as other people in the family, but watching this, it is magnificent. So, that's called the Family Caregiver's Manual at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we're going to go over the wellness foreplay, foreplay, on how to tell if you have enough water to stay thin or lose weight. That's right, there's a lot more data on how much water it takes for you to stay thin or lose, even lose weight, and we'll give you that. The second wellness foreplay, that is with the number foreplay, can running make you smarter? You've heard it can on this show. Let's see what the newest data is and why I'm even asking that question again. 10 hours sitting per day, that's the critical threshold for your heart. What do I mean by that? We mean that if you sit for more than 10 hours in a day, that's why I'm standing right now, so I don't sit for more than 10 hours as I review the articles and read the articles. I try and read them while walking, but it's not as easy if you don't print it out, and I try and read, if you will, and prepare this show while standing up, and I'm doing this show standing up. In fact, all the time I stand up while on the radio, but the point is 10 hours per day is the critical threshold beyond which heart disease increases. How much? We'll talk about that. You know that poor sleep habits raise diabetes. Well, we'll talk about exactly why. And perhaps the most interesting story of the week, called the Automega story this week. Replace 200 carb calories with 200 healthy fat calories to decrease your diabetes risk 44%. That's all it takes. And to decrease your heart disease risk by 13.6%. A second U.S. patient has antibiotic-resistant superbug infections. What that means for you, and in fact, these bugs are promiscuous. We'll have to tell you why that's a problem. A suspected overdose of synthetic pot sends 33 people to the Brooklyn Hospital. We'll elaborate on that and why red meat harms the kidneys. And perhaps two of the most discouraging data stories are that non-smoking teens are smoking flavored nicotine through vaping without decreasing cigarette smoking. Why is this a problem? Well, it's a problem because, in fact, the non-smoking teens are doing so much of it. And the other issue that's a really bothersome, we'll talk about at the top of the second hour, because it is my well beyond wellness. Advanced prostate cancer cases increased 72% in the last decade. And one of the law's provisions with a, if you will, preventive services task force recommendation, I think, and many others think, is partially to blame. What you can do to get around it, and I'll talk about that because it's tough from the physician's standpoint. They give us negative marks and dock money from our employer if we order the screening tests And now it shows the screening tests make a huge difference. Hopefully this will get reversed and we won't have, in fact, a huge docking of problems that is of physician disincentive to order what is right for you. That is right. The guidelines promulgated in the new law, and it's by a committee that's authorized in the new law, the U.S. Services Preventive Task Force, they recommended not screening, and the consequence of that, it is the Medicare interpretation, and most insurance companies follow that, is if we order it, we get docked, and you don't get the benefit. That's why there's a 72% increase in advanced prostate cancers. We're doing a new section instead of Gary Ginsberg. Gary Ginsberg was away for a little bit of time, and while he's away, the new section is I'm going to ask you, I'm going to take care of a lot of the questions you ask me. This one is, what are the most stressed out cities, and where is healthcare best to get in America? So we'll get to those as well. And hopefully we'll cover those questions. The other point that we'll talk about is normal weight may not protect against diabetes. Just because you're normal doesn't mean you shouldn't get screened for it. That's another recommendation that they're penalizing us physicians for, and meaning we're not allowed to give you the care that's appropriate. That, if you will, it's crazy, right? But that's what's happening. And this is I think it's a real problem, because it is something that they're meaning they're taking away, they're decreasing the money that physicians and hospitals get if we do this, and it's more appropriate for you. That's correct. It's more appropriate for you, and they're making it harder to do that. We've got a question from Ben, and I hope Ben doesn't mind my saying it. I still read that low-dose aspirin can cause internal bleeding. Should I take it anyway? Ben, the answer is absolutely you should take it. If you are not doing extreme sports. That is, 70% of the side effects are aspirin causing bleeding, but its benefit is greater than its risk. So Ben, if you're typical of men over 45, women over 55, the 11 cancers that it decreases by between 20 and 40%, and the decrease in inflammation in your brain and dementia, and the decrease in heart disease and stroke risk, mean that if you're a man over 45 and a woman over 50, the benefits outweigh the risk. Thanks for the question, Ben Callahan. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where we hope you'll stay well, and we're going to give you the information that lets you take charge of your heart. So when you come back, how to tell if you have enough water to stay thin. And remember, at the bottom of the hour, David Levy, gerontologist, lawyer, and author of the Family Caregiver's Manual, a practical planning guide to managing the care of your loved one. We'll be right back. Oh, I got a call early, so I'm wrong on the call. So let's go over how much water you should take. And this is really easy. You should be able to read through your urine. That's right. If you look at a newspaper and your urine is too dark to read through, well, then you need more water. And that's the easy way of doing it. Now, I don't want you reading, trying to do this in practice, but in fact, that's how you tell whether to do it. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you being fooled by the numbers game when it comes to probiotics? Are you being taken in by probiotic marketers? Those that don't even manufacture the probiotics they're selling to you? Brands that are overstuffed with excessive billions of probiotic strains, attempting to compensate for the hoax that probiotics don't need to be refrigerated? Well, if you're not using Natron probiotics, then sadly, the answer is yes, you are. Natron is the only true probiotic manufacturer that cultivates its own probiotic strains and handles every phase of creating the product themselves right here in the U.S. That's why at Natron, we don't just sell probiotics. We sell results. Last question. Are you taking the very best probiotic for your needs? To help you find the answers, Natron is offering a free, no-obligation probiotic consultation. Sign up free today at Natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Just click on the free consultation icon at the homepage and schedule a time that's most convenient for you. Others promise? Natron delivers. Visit Natron.com today. And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. That's right, Ben Callahan. The answer is, if you are at low risk for extreme for bleeding, that is, you're low risk because you don't have a tendency to bleed, that is genetic, and most of us don't, and you're at low risk because you don't practice extreme sports or do things where you're likely to have a traumatic injury, then taking two baby aspirin a day with half a glass of warm water before and afterwards decreases your risk of heart disease, stroke, dementia, and of 11 cancers, all between 20 and 40% each, and that benefit overweighs the risk if you're a 40 to 45-year-old man and older, and a 50 to 55-year-old woman and older. So that's why we say, yes, that's correct. Now, how much water to stay thin? Well, this is a very interesting, if you will, set of studies or articles. The researchers are not clear why, but another study links low water consumption to obesity. And this was 9,500 people they looked at. 33% of them weren't adequately hydrated by the fact that they had an increased concentration of solutes, that is, the colorful things, in the urine. And what they found is that whether they had fresh fruits, or they had a lot of watermelon, or they just had water, that the more water they drank and did not concentrate their urine, the less likely they were to have obesity. So important thing to drink your water and drink it up plentifully. The second study I wanted to cover is a question that we got asked again, but this is really important this weekend, because this weekend coming out is a large study called the ACTIVE study, and it's going to be released, so it's embargoed the results, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. ACTIVE study did training in for 2,900 people, and they said their end goal is what will prevent dementia. Now, I can't tell you the results today, but next weekend we can, because it's embargoed till tomorrow morning. If you're listening to this on a Sunday or after, well, then you could have heard it, but I'm going to tell you what it is. ACTIVE stands for Advanced Cognitive Training in the Vital Elderly. So they took 2,832 people who were on average 73.6 years. Yes, 72% of them were women. And they looked at them 1, 2, 3, 5, and this is the 10-year follow-up. And the goal was, did any of these things, so they trained them on memory, reasoning, and speed of processing, three different things. And we train all of the people in the Cleveland Clinic's Brain Health and Wellness Program, run by Drs. Darling and Sukel. So you can call my office, 216-448-8888, and see if you can get to Dr. Sukel or Dr. Darling, or see if you get a referral, and all your doc, if they're Cleveland Clinic or Epic enabled, has to do is type in Brain Health, and up will come the Brain Health and Wellness Program. But we train people in all three of these: memory, reasoning, and speed of processing, and functional abilities. And what happens? One of these, after 10 years, remember the people are on average 83 years old now, one of them had only one, caused a 48% decrease in dementia risk. So we'll talk about that much more next week, but this is big, big deal. That is a 40%+ decrease in developing dementia over a 10-year period. That's coming out this next week. But in the meantime, can running make you smarter? So there are other things that decrease the risk of dementia, we think. So we always thought brain training would, and we know that stress is a leading cause of shrinkage of your hippocampus, which is the area in the brain where memory passes through, and the hippocampal size. It's the only organ in the body where size matters, so the hippocampal size should be increased. You want that increased, and stress decreases it. So we know that meditation and other things which decrease the risk of stress should be beneficial for it. So should DHA, which does increase memory power and decreases your loss of memory by about 6 years if you get 900 milligrams a day, randomized controlled trial on that. And the third thing is, there are a lot of studies on running, and it turns out that they did this with rats and let's see if they did it. I think they did it with both rats and mice. And what they found is that if the animals had colored toys or flavored varieties of water, not with sugar, but just flavored, and if they actually ran and had a running wheel, all of those increased it. So variety in life, obviously, and a running wheel, the most potent was the running wheel. And what happens is the muscle releases a protein called cathepsin B. C-A-T-H-E-P-S-I-N-B, for those who want to Google it. Cathepsin B stimulates the brain, so the muscle releases this hormone, which goes to the brain and stimulates release of brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, which is why you get a bigger brain when, in fact, you are running. So running does stimulate it. I want to remind you, at the bottom of the hour, we have a great guest coming, David Levy, who's a gerontologist and author of the Family Caregiver Manual. This is a workbook kind of manual. It's a practical guide to caregiving. He is a certified family mediator in family caregiving and certified family conflict dynamic profile, founder and chairman of the American Association for Caregiver Education. It's a 15-year-old nonprofit organization devoted to creating education, teaching, and training modalities. This book is a workbook which literally goes through on a checkoff list. Is this statement correct? The roof is in good condition and requires no repair. Note when installed. So these are security. It goes over plumbing and water. Sinks and tubs are free of leaks and in good condition. The hot water heater is conveniently located. Grab bars have been installed in the bathroom by the tub, shower, and toilet. Bath mats are non-skid. There are handrails on both sides of ramps and going up. Lighting, reading chairs are near a window. Windows are clean. Smoke detectors are outside each bedroom. There are routes planned. I mean, it goes through in wonderful detail what you should do and how to do it, and essentially what the plan is and to get a plan. So this is a book I'm going to... I have read most of it. I'm going to go over it with my wife and both what I would like, what happens to me, and what happens to her. And maybe we should talk about her mom. Her mom is still living independently and in the next several weeks will be having another birthday and 97 years old, living independently, driving well. Amazing. In fact, that's one of the new things about driving cars, right? Driving autonomous cars will allow the elderly to get around much longer. Really very interesting how that will affect everything from real estate to how we spend money. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We hope you'll stay well and join us for David Levy, a lawyer and gerontologist. Coming up, the Family Caregiver Manual.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order the Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's the Eye Care Revolution.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
You listen when your body says, "I'm tired," or "I'm hungry." Are you listening? Would you listen if your body said, "I have pain and pressure in my abdomen. I feel bloated for no good reason," or "I get too full too fast. I'm spotting, but I've already gone through menopause." Or, "I have to go to the bathroom more often and more urgently than usual." These can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulvar cancers. Symptoms aren't the same for everyone. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen, learn the symptoms, and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking to now David Levy. He is he's a lawyer who's a certified family caregiving expert and gerontologist. And, who has written what I consider a very important book, because it does much more than just tell you what the problems are. He gives you some real practical and really quite interesting solutions, as well as checkoff lists to know how to do, what to do, and it's really almost a step-by-step guide. So, David, we had someone who wrote a book, Aging with a Plan, which does talk to us about caregiving, about 3 or 4 months ago. And I was really surprised to learn from her how major a financial issue family caregiving is for the family, and how many families actually how many family members actually quit jobs or take leave of absences to do caregiving. Give us
that,
a hint.
That how, is 100% correct. I'll give you, I don't know what she did, so I'm not going to try and walk over what another expert had to say, but if at a minimum we consider that we've got 40 to 60 million caregivers in this country, when we look at our 360 million plus population. And I think two things have to be recognized before I just get into quickly into the dollars and cents. That many people automatically, when you hear the word caregiving, think older. But if you really stop and think about two A words, autism and Alzheimer's, they're at opposite ends of the spectrum. One is a parent caring for a child who may be doing it for the rest of their life, depending upon the child's condition. The other is a child, adult child, to be sure, taking care of an older loved one, spouse, what have you, for what could be another 20 or 30 years. In the first, so if we, and many studies that have been done indicate that if we were to look at the amount of time that the American family caregiver, and I'm using that collectively, put in at a minimum rate of $10 an hour, if we added it all up, it's close to $750 billion a year, that if we had to go out and find somebody to do it, and we could find them at $10 an hour, is what the rough assumption is, and that's taking caregiving at a low number. You also have to remember there's something called presenteeism. And that's called, I'm here, but I'm not really working. And that is every working family member who has got a caregiver responsibility goes to work, but at least a piece of every day, an hour at a minimum, is spent checking, doing, trying to coordinate, etc. And so when you look at the loss of productivity to industry at the rate they're earning versus a minimum wage, you see a further impact. And those, as you correctly pointed out in the beginning, who have to quit work, reduce their work time, et cetera, there's another incredible amount of lost earnings, Social Security, contribution to 401k. So when you kind of add it all up between direct cost, indirect cost, cost to business, you're looking at a multi-trillion dollar problem. And so it's not going to get, you know, any better in the near future, because aging isn't going to stop, and unfortunately until we can get a hold of every accident and affliction between that autism and Alzheimer's, think of the 2.5 or 3 million military that are back that may have latent PTSD besides their obvious illnesses. That's caregiving in the making.
And by the way, there is a website associated with it, caregiverreality.com. And there are 2 hours in the middle, one at the end of the caregiver and one at the beginning of the reality. CaregiverReality.com is the website that features, and you can get it on Amazon, because some of our listeners have already emailed me that they just ordered it. The Family Caregiver Manual is what we're talking with David Levy about, who somehow started out with a legal degree and has become an expert in caregiving. How did that happen?
Well, real quick, I started out in the real estate business way back when. I'm a young man of early 70s, and by the middle late 80s, I'd been through 2 or 3 real estate cycles, both as an attorney and as a developer, real fast, and I decided it didn't make sense to me. It really wasn't a passion any longer. I looked around and I saw what wasn't cyclical, and that was the whole aborning field of aging. And I was very lucky early on. I created a company to support family caregivers and was picked up, and I ran it on behalf of a major long-term care insurance company. So for the next decade, I had the opportunity at a very formative time to do a tremendous amount of research on families that were falling into the role of family caregiver, far different, because in the 80s we began to see the influence of longevity. We began to see an increase as a result of that in things like Alzheimer's, and that families in the old nuclear sense, where we all lived on the farm and 2 grandkids took care of grandpa while everybody went out back, was not happening because families were dispersing. And so I got involved in gerontology. I started, worked with academia to create programs, and it just kind of grew from there. And so here I am 30 years later with my overnight success. I just happened to have sensed that aging was going to be a thing, and I've been a caregiver all my life. I've had a special needs kid. I've had my parents. I'm a spousal caregiver today. So when I speak, my role is not to say, do what I did, because at a distance, all caregiving looks like fingers. You get up close, they're fingerprints. So whatever I had to do with my mom is not what you're going to have to do with your mom. But along
yet the book clearly goes through all the differences and the different things that caregivers have to do, so that this book isn't written from just you and your mom, but is written from point of view of anyone.
Any caregiver can pick up this book and understand or begin to develop a sense of, regardless of who they're caring for or what the disease is, you have a role of caregiver. And my mantra through all of this is, when you really look at caregiving, 15% of it is really clinical. You know, you need to know about the disease or diseases your loved one suffers from and bed sores and things like that. But 85% of it is practical problem solving and considering issues that you never really were focused on to think about, because this isn't, you know, I got the flu, I'm going to stay home for a week, have chicken soup, read a magazine, and I'll be fine. And in the case of chronic caregiving or kids with special needs, you're on a very long journey. And there's nobody along the way that's showing you the things you need to think about, almost irrespective of age or illness. And that was what the book was designed to do.
There are these wonderful checkoff lists in the book. Again, we're talking with David Levy, L-E-V-Y, who wrote the Family Caregiver Manual, and you can access it not only on Amazon, but also caregiverreality.com. I'm going to get into why you called it caregiverreality.com, I can guess, but there is also what legal things you need, that is, what documents you should have, and how to avoid, I guess, fights among family members. There are also issues that you go through, and then also tasks that you assign, kind of like what we sharing the care, how to share caregiving rather than try and be the lone caregiver.
And those are very, very important things. You know, one of the biggest problems that caregivers have is nobody's really ever defined the role for them.
And so one of the things that you'll do in this book and do with it, that he does with this book, is define that role. We'll be right back with David Levy, the Family Caregiver Manual, deserving applause in many respects. Stay tuned.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice. and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake.
Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate.
Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health,
because every system in your body depends on water.
People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track.
Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app.
Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we're talking with David Levy, a gerontologist who's a lawyer who has written this really, I think it's an excellent book, because what I really like about the book is it gives you these checklists and other things that are almost like a flow sheet on what to do. So, for example, one of them in the way in the back in the appendix is the caregiver's list, your current information, your marital status, relationship to patient requiring care, who does what for whom, who assists you, what are the concerns for the family, etc. So there are really very, very good information. Now, David, before we went to break, there was a very interesting, what you said to me was, I want to give you an amazing statistic when you come back. So go ahead, give me the amazing statistic.
Okay, well, it may come as a surprise when we stop and think about how well we're equipped to do taking care of our elders or those with chronic disease. Would it surprise you to know that we have less than 2 million nursing home beds across the United States? Would it?
I don't have a good thought about it, but if you say 2 million nursing home beds,
right,
and you've got 330 million people, that's probably
right.
Less than 1%.
Okay.
And so it's a little surprising.
Right. And not only is it surprising, but the thing that keeps most nursing homes alive today is post-hospitalization rehab. And because they're so expensive and there isn't a lot of penetration of long-term care insurance, it usually winds up happening that Medicaid, you know, since Medicare doesn't touch anything in long-term care, winds up paying for somebody to be in a nursing home if you can't afford it, all right? It's very hard to make an economic opportunity out of just Medicare reimbursement. There are only 3.5 to 4 million paid caregivers that are out there. They are very dedicated. Many of them are, you know, folks that have immigrated into the United States. They do a wonderful job. They're overworked, underpaid, and we forget when they go to work that they too have family issues that they have left at home. So if we even talk about why we have 40 to 60, and I still think that's a low number in my own mind, all right, folks that are taking care of loved ones, can you imagine if tomorrow morning 5% of them get up and say, I am so burnt out, I can't do this. And so 2 million people throw the hat in as family caregivers and say to the system, you do it, I can't. I can't afford it, I can't do it, I'm burnt out, I'm killing myself. What would we do? A, we don't have beds. B, we don't have, that would be half of the existing workforce. Most of our nurses, and that number is slowly growing, are part of our acute care health industry. So the point I think that I want to make is family caregiving and aging is going home and staying home. And the presumption that the American family knows how to deal with long-term care issues is unfortunately a fallacy. Family knows how to take care of family, but you've never encountered something like this. And most caregivers tasked with the role, very undefined, all right, imagine themselves to have to be Mother Teresa and Florence Nightingale. And they set the bar so high for themselves that there's no way to win.
Well, that's one of the questions. So what are when you say there are three very important, in the book, you say there are three very important things caregivers need to know that no one usually tells them. And one of them is just that there isn't perfection.
No, getting through the day is a great day because that's all that can be expected of you. Also, recognizing not only your limitation, but the limitations of what you have to work with. One of the keystones in that book are you can only do what you can with what you have at the time you have to do it. If you don't have the money, if the geography doesn't give you a facility, if you can't be there emotionally, physically, you can only do the best you can. And even more important, when we go forward in the role, is something that everybody has to realize, that not only were you a caregiver, or you are now, or you will be, but at the rapid reduction of family caregivers to people that need care, we're down to about 3-1. You're going to be doing it again. And just like that fingerprint.
Why are we down? I can guess, but why are we down
family,
to a ratio of 3-1?
It's just the whole creation of family. You look at our birth rate. We look like a lot of Western Europe. And so we're just not creating. And in an older population, more and more people that would have been lined up for a third person may be now having to do it in regard for themselves. All right, there were a lot more people to take care of mom and pop 10 or 15 years ago because there wasn't as much spousal caregiving amongst 50 and 60-year-olds with chronic illness. Early onset, I'll go back to Alzheimer's just to mention it. Also, family dynamics. People don't like one another, even though they're family. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I have to take care of mom. I haven't liked her since she didn't let me go to the prom with Johnny. Or two sisters, and I'm not picking on women. But, you know, I don't like you. You've always
well,
been
that's
the one
actually
in charge.
One of that's actually one of the questions we got. How much of the, it sounds like much of the family caregiving responsibility falls on women.
Yes.
And is this, and the question we're asked by a reader is this a disproportionately increased if you will, need, and what do we do about it?
Well, I will. That's an excellent question. Historically, we have always looked at our nurturer being, you know, mom, women. But I must tell you, because of the fact that in this day and age, so many women have gone back to work, have, you know, lives of their own as well, the amount of men and sons that are coming into the caregiving role would surprise you. It still tips heavily to females, but more and more, because there aren't, okay, there aren't that many, is that we have to realize everybody is going to have to shoulder the load.
On our email line, udocs@gmail.com, we've already received three people who said they use this book, the equivalent is, as a Bible or the master guide. They said you, David, have written a great book. David Levy, L-E-V-Y, The Family Caregiver's Manual, The Family Caregiver's Manual, Practical Planning Guide to Managing the Care of Your Loved One. You can find out more at www.caregiverreality, two words, no spaces, caregiverreality, two R's in the middle, .com. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show after these important announcements and news items. Stay tuned. We've got a great second half. Thank you, David. You deserve applause for your work.